This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The continuation of our report to the nation on Wednesday, June the 5th. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off today on the DJV program, which stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I was about to say Doug, Jen, and Vindictiveness. I don't know where that came from because that's not true. It could be that it comes from Doug, Jen, and the Virginia governor, who has ordered a special session, Victoria, on gun control, and an overnight development, the governor ordering a special legislative session in the wake of that mass shooting last week. During the press conference, Governor Ralph Northam, I guess that's how you pronounce his name, right? N-O-R-T-H-A-M?
Oh, yeah.
Northam? Yep.
He's the one who was in the news a bunch last year, but he still got his job, so...
Under, oh, yeah, that's right, too. I forgot.
The blackface
thing. Like, oh, the black. Oh, jeez. Yeah. The Michael Jackson guy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, so anyway, Governor said that he will summon members of the Senate and the House to meet in special session, quote, for the purpose of passing common sense public safety laws. What would be those? The laws, he says, would include universal background checks, a ban on assault weapons, and other restrictions that are yet to be named. Governor said that he's asked lawmakers for tighter gun restrictions in the past, but they've turned down his request, and guess what? They'll do it again, because that's the way they think in Virginia, in my estimation.
I just don't, I don't know if it's partially because of the assault ban thing, but I just don't understand. It seems like most gun owners seem to be a fan of universal background checks. I don't understand the pushback against background checks.
Well, the NRA.
Well,
they're always the ones who, it doesn't even, most NRA members are in favor of very common sense gun laws. So, but it's the NRA leadership and the lobbyists, they're the ones who take over everything. But the actual members
fight, between the old and the new, that is Wayne LaPierre, who's been around way too long. Mm-hmm. He reminds me of an old line politician. And when he got up against it with Oliver North, North lost, and that's why he's gone. And so, you know, that's what you get. Excuse me, go ahead. You are going to make another point.
No, neither of us were.
I don't know. I think it's frustrating because, you know, any people going and shooting people makes everyone look bad. It makes gun owners look bad. It makes gun store owners look bad when, you know, people are asking, well, why did you sell this gun to this person? And if you're selling it to someone legally and then they go out and shoot 12 people, I mean, what does the gun shop owner have to do in that situation? You know, they did everything legally. So obviously something's got to change to give them a little bit more control so they cannot sell guns to someone if there's, you know, a record of that person having extreme mental health problems or something like that. There's just got to be more for them to be able to do in that situation.
In the case of the shooter, though, he would have passed the background check. And that's what's really scary because he had no record whatsoever. He just snapped. And I guess it's hard to predict that. But I thought going back to, I'm trying to remember how many years ago it was, the Virginia Tech shooting. Remember that crazy guy who bought guns in different counties and then went and shot up the campus? Was it 5 years ago? Mm-hmm. I thought that, maybe more, I don't remember now. But I thought that there was a whole cry in Virginia for changing the gun laws back then because that guy had legally bought all these guns within like 3 days or something. So I guess they never did anything back then. Now they want to try it again.
Well,
they didn't do anything after Virginia Tech.
I know.
That's what I. That's why I said what I did a minute ago with regard to what goes on in Virginia. It doesn't make a difference. They feel like they have to out conservative or out right wing, whatever other state is around them. And it's pretty interesting though when you see the politics of what these areas that surround Washington, because there is a great move in. And I don't like left versus right conversations, frankly, because they really don't get anywhere and they're not fair
I was having a conversation yesterday with somebody about farming and what's going on with the administration with regard to farming, and he described me as having someone somewhat of the same views as Donald Trump, and I didn't argue with him because I do have many of the same views that Donald Trump. I just am not appreciative of the way he presents himself, and in this way, the inflexibility doesn't get things done. And that's kind of the same situation you see here in Virginia. Inflexibility never gets the job done. Gotta be more flexible. Gotta be more understanding of what the argument. And that's, I guess more specifically, I would apply that to Wayne LaPierre. That's one of the problems that the NRA has, is this inflexibility of one or two or three people at the top. Whereas the rank and file, I belong to the NRA, and I don't appreciate it. I've never liked Wayne LaPierre. I've interviewed him three or four times way back when, and I said, I'm not going to talk to this guy anymore. He's a boob. And he is a boob.
He must be making so much money, though.
Of course he is. He gets paid off by the gun manufacturers.
He has to be. Because a normal person wouldn't keep that kind of a hard-line stance on something when you see all these mass shootings continually happening if you're not lining your own pockets.
To shut down the discussion, to just say, no, we're not going to do it, or no, we're not going to talk about it, what does that get you? And get you a lot. And while we're in this department, excuse me, Victoria, for you, give us your trender, there's another focus on a similar circumstance. You'll remember that Broward County Sheriff's Deputy, former deputy, Scott Peterson. He's been charged with child neglect, negligence, perjury in connection with a shooting at the school. This is how many? Is this 2 years
ago? This is the Parkland
ago?
Shooting. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, right?
Yeah. Was it 2 years ago, 3 years ago? How long ago did that take place? Time flies.
One year ago, Valentine's Day. Right?
Was it that recently? I thought it was more.
It feels like it was longer, but I believe it was 1 year ago, Valentine's Day.
Anyway, Peterson is facing 11 charges in connection with his lack of response, doing nothing.
Good. He sat outside while children were being massacred. Yeah. I wish that they could even throw something stronger at him beyond child neglect.
His bail is set at $102,000. He's in jail now, booked in the Broward County system. In some of the interviews that he's given in the past, his lawyer has said it's a gross oversimplification to characterize his actions, Peterson's actions, as cowardly. Said Peterson believed the gunshots were coming from outside the building, so he still didn't do anything.
So he didn't fire into the air. So where did he investigate those outside shots?
Underneath a rock behind the school. That's what it was. All right. So what do you have that leads off, Victoria Keelan?
Well, it's the final leg of President Trump's state visit to Britain, and he joins Queen Elizabeth today with leaders from around the world in paying respect to the Allied service members who 75 years ago took part in the D-Day landings that helped liberate Europe from Nazi Germany. And this will take place in Portsmouth, England, and they will have commemorations. They'll be at the Portsmouth Naval Base.
It's a beautiful seaside community. It's beautiful place.
Yeah. In addition to the Queen and President Trump, Prime Minister Theresa May is hosting 14 other leaders in Portsmouth, England. France's Emmanuel Macron, Germany's Angela Merkel, and Canada's Justin Trudeau will all be there. Prince Charles attended with representatives from every country that participated in the storming of the beaches along France's northwestern coast, and that was a surprise attack that involved 5,000 ships, 11,000 airplanes, and 150,000 soldiers. More than 4,000 Allied service members, more than half of them were American, died in the assault. So, but it did change the course of the war, and that is why, of course, we remember D-Day.
Did you study this either, or both of you, when you were in high school?
American history. This is a big one. Yeah.
European history. Yep. They were. If you pay attention to some of the stories that were written, I have said this before. My wife's father was a bombardier stationed in England, and he had 53 missions over Europe, over Germany, over France, and over Italy. And then he was a participant in this event as well. It was one of the last things that he did. It's just these guys don't tell the stories. They don't want now the people who are still alive. He's not still alive, but people who are still alive do want to tell the story to a point. it's really it's something that you hope we never experience. The only place that things like that seem to, other than the Middle East, where it's, some of the brutality is horrible, is on the streets of some of our major cities. The drug war is as brutal and gruesome and bloody as was that day and some of the other experiences. There were, to remember Saving Private Ryan, what that story was all about,
yeah.
And the war as it was pictured or depicted in the movie. Horrible. As the horrors of war don't get enough focus. We have movies like John Wick, and you have stories like El Gapo, Guapo, whatever his name is.
El Chapo.
El Chapo, him too. Those people were every bit, or are every bit, as brutal as some of the things that were done by the Germans and the Japanese in World War II. The Japanese especially bloodthirsty. The Germans just shot everybody. They just shot them. But the Japanese took pleasure in making people suffer. And that's, you know, that's, it's what man's inhumanity of man is all about, is one of those studies that you kind of, you want to master it or understand it, but then it doesn't make any sense. You can understand it, but does it make any sense? Why? Other than for the ego of, if you realize that all these wars have been fought over the egos and thoughts of very few people. Most wars, no matter how far back you go, and the same is true when you find allegiances. I go back to the story about my grandmother's brothers. She came from a family of eight. She was the youngest and the only daughter. All seven of her brothers worked for Al Capone, and every one of them were mowed down, literally cut in half by machine guns and Tommy guns in a shootout in Chicago during Prohibition. And they were massacred, all because there was Prohibition. And because there was so much money involved in bootlegging, you know, people would put their lives on the line, they'd be paid a lot of money, and more often than not, they'd just get massacred in the name of drinking alcohol and making money. It's pretty sobering when you think about it, actually, pardon the pun. It really is.
Yeah.
All right, so on that happy note, let's talk about...
One final yes. Quick note. So later this afternoon, President Trump and the First Lady, and I guess the entire entourage, they're heading to Ireland. They will meet with the Irish Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, and they'll be at Shannon Airport with him, having meetings, Trump spending the night at his golf club in Doonbeg, and then he travels to France tomorrow to do more of the honoring Americans who were killed in the fight. And I think they will be at Normandy Beach tomorrow.
Right, which is the day it is.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Healthiness. Is that a good word? You like that word? Being healthy is a display of healthiness. And the right way to display being healthy is to look fit and trim and to have a certain stature, a certain way about you, which is hard to achieve if you're overweight. And the more overweight you are, the more difficult it is to look poised and prepared. Ever think about it that way, if you're heavy? So if you think, oh, I'm giving you, this, the idea here is for me to give you something to think about when it comes to losing weight and going to the right product to lose the weight. My suggestion, strong suggestion, is that you consider Calitrin. The collagen protein in Calitrin, the main ingredient, is the highest quality all-natural product aimed to help you get this product into your system. The absorption rate is about 70%. That's fabulous. And with this product, you will be burning off the weight. You lose fat. This collagen helps you to, the protein there, helps you to develop lean muscle. This is a fabulous product that works. It keeps the weight off. You'll get on it, and you'll be thanking me. You'll be a testimonial person on the website. So go to toploss.com to order it. Toploss.com is the website. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV. Buy one bottle, get one free at toploss.com. Lose that weight and keep it off. Use the code DJV. Buy one, get one free.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Nothing gonna save us now. With this broken silence, my thunder crashing in the dark, crashing in the dark. And this broken record, spinning less circles in the bar, spin rounds in the bar. This world can hurt you, it cuts you deep and leaves a scar. Things fall apart, nothing breaks like ours.
World can do a number on it. It's Miley Cyrus. So I've never been a big fan of hers. I don't know why. It's just the singing style, maybe, much anything else. There's some disturbing footage around of Miley being grabbed, forcibly kissed by a fan over in Barcelona. It got to the internet this week. As seen in a clip posted to Twitter, Miley is seen walking behind her husband, Liam Hemsworth, as they make their way through a rowdy crowd of fans. One person reaches out, pulls her hair, and then forcibly kisses her. She responded to the incident Tuesday, tweeting, quote, "She can be wearing what she wants. She can be a virgin or can be sleeping with five different people. She can be with her husband, she can be with her girlfriend, she can be naked, she can't be grabbed without her consent." Hemsworth, who was unaware of the incident at first, is seen quickly putting his arm around Miley and pulling her away from that guy and the crowd in general.
That, you know, watching the video, they never should have been exposed the way that they both were. They were walking through a crowd with no security blocking anyone on either side. And truthfully, when you see the guy grab Miley, if he didn't really have a great grip on her, thankfully, because if he was able to even get closer to her, who knows what he would have done.
Well,
and
that's
it's very disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that
celebrity,
you know,
is a problem.
From now on, I hope they have a lot of security with them, because that they never should have been in this kind of crowd.
Yeah, we seem to see this happening more. I mean, we saw it with the whole Arnold Schwarzenegger thing.
Yes, you're
where,
right.
Where, you know, yeah, he had security, but they weren't behind him. They weren't really protecting him. And she had a security guard behind her who was kind of able to push the guy off. But it wasn't until Liam Hemsworth grabbed her and put his arm around her and pulled her away that, like, she was really safe. So, I don't know. And fans like this annoy me. I don't even consider them to be fans. If you're going to go up and assault the person that you're allegedly a fan of, then what are you doing? Like, you're not a fan of someone if you don't mind doing that to them.
Pretty ugly stuff. Next up, a focus or consideration of the latest from Kenny Rogers. Here's a little bit of there's an interesting correlation. Well, not correlation, but you compare music of the younger generation with music from Kenny. The Gambler is one of my favorite Kenny Rogers songs. You better know when to hold them and know when to fold them. The tabloids are full of rumors about Kenny Rogers because he has not had the best of health. So he referred to them, quote, as wild, with the misinformation coming wild and speculation. A lot of outlets' statement was shared actually on his behalf. Kenny was recently admitted to a local Georgia hospital, treated for dehydration. He'll remain there to complete some physical therapy to get his strength back prior to discharge. He appreciates the concern and well wishes he's received from his fans. Can assure everybody he plans on sticking around for years to come. You may remember, you may not have heard this, a couple days ago he shared a sweet message and photo on social media to celebrate his 22nd wedding anniversary. His wife's name is Wanda. Under their picture, he wrote, 22 years married, 27 years together. Happy anniversary, Wanda. She's a good deal younger than he is. So good wishes to Kenny Rogers at 28 after on the DJV program.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will wrap up his three-day visit to the United Kingdom today. Yesterday, he was there defending his latest threatened tariffs, this time on Mexico.
Mexico shouldn't allow millions of people to try and enter our country, and they could stop it very quickly. And I think they will. And if they won't, we're going to put tariffs on.
Adding it would be foolish for some critical Republican lawmakers to try to block him when it comes to that plan. It's being called an unprovoked and irresponsible act. The U.S. Sixth Fleet says a USP-8A Poseidon aircraft flying in international airspace over the Mediterranean Sea was intercepted by a Russian aircraft three times over the course of 175 minutes yesterday. Russian officials have neither confirmed nor denied the incident. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 34 after the hour on this Wednesday, the 5th of June, DJV time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Sarah Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Say hi to WIOS listeners.
Hi.
Michigan? Yeah, it's a beautiful area, I'm told, a Great Lake area of Wisconsin. So, hello?
Wisconsin?
Sorry, again?
You said Michigan and Wisconsin. Which one is it?
Thank you. Well, look, it's actually Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for clarifying.
Is it the
that.
Upper Peninsula of Michigan?
No, Lake Ogressa. I don't think so. It's a lake. It's a Skidway Lake in that area. So that help you, any?
Sure.
thank you. The quickies here include the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, saying no to Leslie Van Houten. Do you know who she is?
No.
Leslie Van Houten was the youngest member of the Charles Manson murder gang.
Oh.
Or cult. And she was given the parole board, gave her her freedom, and the governor said, not so fast, citing her potential for future violence. This lady looks like
now?
Anybody's grandmother. She doesn't look like anybody, you know, that you would be worried about at all.
Until you read what they did.
What they did.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And then,
yeah.
And you know what? I think he's smart to do this because that movie's coming out really soon with Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. That's the Tarantino. And you never know what sparks crazies to start, you know, idolizing someone, especially a real-life person who was a part of that crew. So I think
50
he's right
years.
To do that.
She was 19 when this took place. She's 69 now. She spent 50 years behind bars, reports of good behavior, a lot of testimonials about her rehab. This is the third time she's been given by the parole board freedom, and the third time governor has stopped her.
Different governors, obviously, then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So there's got to be something. Is it just politics, or is it, I mean, this is one of the most sensational, talking last hour about violence and stuff, the way those people went about dismembering and disposing of the bodies of the people that they attacked.
Yeah, you can't be rehabbed from that. Sorry. I don't care. You can say, oh, I was brainwashed or whatever. I don't buy it. I think that it's smart
they
to keep her behind
these
bars.
People up.
Yeah.
They cut them up. So, you look at her now. She looks, well, I don't know. She's the one who carved up the wife's body.
Yeah, Sharon Tate?
No. This is another family that they went after. They didn't do, it wasn't just Sharon Tate. This is the family of a grocery store owner and his wife. That wasn't Leonardo, let's see, what was his name, Lo Bianca, and Rosemary, his wife. So they cut them up. And took their blood and spread it all over the house, sprayed it all over the walls. I mean, who does that?
Right, exactly.
So
good. I'm glad she'll stay nice and cozy in her cell.
Yeah. So that's that story. Mm. Let's see. The House has passed a $19 billion disaster aid package. It's been going back and forth politically for a long time. The aim here is to help Americans who've been affected by all these disasters. A lot of farm money is in this as well, and infrastructure money. The $19 billion is completely borrowed money. The vote was 354 to 58. States who have been hit by hurricanes, earthquakes, flooding, wildfires. This thing has been stuck in politics for a long time because they were arguing about Puerto Rico, which has been the problem all along with all these bills, because they have not figured out how to fix their messes after Hurricane Maria, which was, what, 3 years ago? How long ago was that?
About three...
Yeah, wasn't it?
No. The Hurricane Maria was that last October?
I don't know. Well...
July? I don't know.
Yeah, but there was Puerto Rico's
so
had a problem with this stuff. Exactly.
Yeah, there have been so many that passed through. Maria got the most attention, but there were, I think there was Matthew, and then there was Jose, and there were a whole bunch of them that went through and kind of just kept hitting the island on all sides. It was horrible.
Well, and the island hasn't been well run, and they've looked to us, that is the mainland, to try to clean up, you know, whatever they could, to pay off the debt that they have for whatever the reason. Is it the governor's fault? They're busy blaming people. Who knows whose fault it is? You could easily see that there'd be, there would be a problem the way the guy was running it. But for some reason or other, he reminds me of Duterte or whatever it is. I don't know why. Looking at his face and listening to him, he's, maybe I'm not at all on the same page with everybody else, but he just, when every time I see him, and that whole area is... Is there a far cry or distance? I think yesterday we were talking about the Dominican Republic because of those people that were killed there. And is it that much different there than it is in Puerto Rico or in any of these Caribbean islands? That's something that surfaced. Why would we want them to be part of America? I think that's a gross generalization, frankly, but that doesn't stop people from making some of those statements. Today is World Environment Day. Speaking of disasters, I'm not saying this is this acknowledgement of World Environment Day is a disaster. I'm saying the environment is a disaster, depending on where you go. We think it's bad, and we talk a lot. There are a lot of people, well-intentioned people here in this country, who do a lot of talking about it. You have no idea. Go to Asia. You think it's bad here, or some places. Africa actually isn't as bad as Asia. Asia is bad because they're industrialized. But how they power their industry is a far cry from what we do here or what's done in the West. Europe is pretty conscious of this stuff in a traditional sense. But if you can still go around England, for example, and see the black on the buildings from all the coal that was burned there. Imagine when you look at the buildings, what that does to the lungs of the people who are breathing the same air.
Yep.
That stuff sticks to those buildings like that. You find a lot of places in Italy as well where they still burn a lot of coal. Anyway, this Environmental Day goes back to 1972 when the first major conference on the environment took place. It was organized by the UN, known as the Conference on the Human Environment, been informally known as the Stockholm Conference over the years. Later, in fact, that same year, the General Assembly adopted Resolution 2994, which created World Environment Day. The date of June 5th was chosen because it was the date the Stockholm Conference had started. World Environment Day first held 1974. Every year since then, there is a theme that's established for the day about the pressing environmental concerns of the world, of the planet. For example, the theme for last year was Beat Plastic Pollution. Today, the theme is Beat Air Pollution. I'm going back to plastic pollution, frankly. I think plastic pollution is much more of an immediate problem than air pollution. Air pollution is bad.
Air pollution in certain places, like London, is now worse than any Asian country.
That's what I was talking about.
It's horrible.
But still, in all, in a general sense, Victoria, the plastic pollution and its impact on the future of our lives on this planet. As I've said many times recently, the planet's going to be just fine. It's our being able to sustain life for ourselves on the planet that is a problem, and it is a serious problem. The planet will, I mean, given what it's gone through, this is nothing in comparison to some of the things this planet has had to survive.
Well, that's not entirely true, though. We've got the highest carbon dioxide levels ever recorded in the history of the planet. So we are definitely damaging the planet. I can't support that statement that the planet's going to be totally fine. It's not.
Well, yes, it is.
The ocean temperatures.
It proves itself over and over again. If you look at some of the disasters, for example, when the comet hit the planet, in, 70 million years ago, the planet was a disaster for millions of years after that, and then it did cleansing itself, it came around and it was fine. So we can disagree.
We totally disagree on that. That's okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. It is okay. It's okay to be with you. All right, sports. Do you see this story about Kellen? I think his name is Winslow, accused of 12 different crimes, mostly against women.
Who is he?
He's an ex-NFL star. And when you look at him now and you think about, this guy played football, he's facing life in prison. He's been charged with 12 different things: the rape of a 55-year-old woman, a 59-year-old homeless woman,
oh my God,
high school senior, a neighbor.
I've never heard of this guy. Who did he play for? And when? How old is he?
He's 59. Several different teams. And I don't know. This is a sports story. Just one of those things that kind of gets lost.
He's only 35 now, so that must have been
59 of what I saw. Yeah. No, sorry. The women
he's
were
much younger.
In their 50s. He's much younger, right.
The women that, yeah, he raped, I don't know if he went for them because he felt that they were more defenseless. I don't know. It just says he's an NFL star, so it kind of makes me wonder how big of a star he was. They haven't even mentioned
no one's
team
ever
that
heard
he played
of him.
For.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, I mean, I hope he gets the book thrown at him. I mean,
well, I think that's probably the point.
I don't know if no one accused him before, if the information didn't come out, or if it's just taken a long time for his trial to start, but how do you rape 12 people and... You know, just
get away with
it. Yeah, just stay out there doing it to more and more people. I don't know. Maybe they were all homeless, and that's why it took a long time. But
oh, that's true. Yeah,
he looks like a college professor to me.
He's sitting there. He's got his glasses on and his suit and tie. So he, you know, if you saw him walking down the street, and he's an attractive guy, so you would think that, you know, he was just a normal guy. I wouldn't be surprised if he, you know, reeled people in because he's attractive, and then he raped them after that. But.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that there are news stories about it because he deserves to go to jail for a really, really long time. Hopefully, it's
well. That's why I don't like these stories particularly, but it does, as you're suggesting, Kara, it does come around and present itself as you know. You think you get one of these people off the street, a lot of hoopla. Yep, okay. And then another one comes along, and then another one comes along, and another one. The stories go on and on and on about these guys, and there once in a while is a woman, but not certainly anywhere near the. Number of situations with women for pretty obvious reasons. So, yep, consideration of that is why I bring it forth. Television time, the TV news. Last night I came in, this time of year I'm usually on the farm until 9 o'clock, and I came in and Daisy and I sat on the couch for a minute. I just turned out I was warming up some fish and potatoes and stuff.
Geez.
No, this was fair. This actually was fresh fish. Thank you very much. And on came the Downton Abbey movie. Well, not the movie, but
the trailer.
Jim Carter, who plays Carson in the Downton Abbey series, did a fabulous, just warm and fuzzy, a review of some of the best moments, the different categories of stories. From the six years of Downton Abbey, and then little clips, little teases from the movie.
Where was this on? I would have loved to have seen this.
It was on PBS for an hour and a half from 9.
Oh, I don't have PBS.
10:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was good. It was very good, in fact. It made me feel all warm and fuzzy.
I can't wait.
It's a universally, whatever it is, whoever you like, whoever you love, whoever you don't like, every one of the characters is back again. And, you know, you see them in some of the, like, the Mary played by Dockery. I forget her first name.
Michelle Dockery.
Michelle, right.
Yeah.
Who is kind of the villainess in a manner of speaking. She's bad news. And the younger sister, who this fellow, Julian Fellows, who produces it, said this was her first acting job. He took a chance on her. I didn't know that.
Edith, really?
Yeah.
She was wonderful in the series. She was so good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they have it out, the two of them.
They had it out a bunch of times.
Well, they have it out again. They have it out again. All right. So what else is on tonight? Have you got any
tonight, the big
rundown?
The big event tonight is the CMT Music Awards. That will take place at 8 p.m. on MTV and TV Land. And, of course, we've been talking about this for a while. There will be tons of great performances. Carrie Underwood, Kane Brown, Keith Urban, Luke Bryan, Maren Morris, Sheryl Crow, Zach Brown, all the biggest names. And this is hosted by Little Big Town. So that is 8 o'clock MTV, all the Viacom channels, VH1, TV Land, all of that good stuff. And if you're not into CMT, if you're not into country music, if you're a fan of Mark Wahlberg and his family, the Wahlbergers have the Wall of Fame tonight starting at 8 p.m. They've got a couple of new episodes on A&E. It's a look back at all the various practical jokes that the Wahlbergs have played on each other.
That'd be
fun.
Then,
yeah, that is a really fun reality show. This is the last season for it now. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't seen it, definitely you can go back and start binging. And then it is Game 3 of the NBA playoffs, Toronto Raptors at the Golden State Warriors tonight at 9.
Jim, for God's sakes. I was still playing basketball. 10 minutes before the hour.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A sign of our appreciation.
A colorful one.
Staples wants to thank you for your business by offering 20% back in rewards on your color printing.
Print whatever you need to promote your business. Color presentations, business cards, and yes, signs.
And get 20% back in Staples rewards. It's our way of saying thanks.
Right now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only and 6/22/19. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
After the hour, good day from the DJV program. Victoria Keelan and I now, mostly Victoria, are romping through some of the important technology news of the day. Here's the information from Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, who's into the FTC for some, this would be the danger zone, I guess, right? Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Well, yeah, so Senator Richard Blumenthal wrote to the Federal Trade Commission this week requesting a federal investigation into the sale of these supposed detox teas that you see all over social media. They're marketed by what they call influencers, which is basically celebrities on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat. And so this is mostly, though, this is aimed at Instagram. And so these online influencers, they're like the Kardashians, and they're constantly selling these weight loss teas to millions of followers, and this is also including YouTube. Companies like Flat Tummy Co. use these brand ambassador programs. They pay the influencers a lot of money, and sure, then in return, they have to post a certain number of photos and stories to their Instagram accounts and other social media accounts saying that they like these teas, that they drink them all the time, and that they, you know, have lost weight on them and all kinds of stuff. And the problem is, these are appetite suppressors. They're shakes and lollipops and all kinds of stuff, and they're just dangerous. And so Blumenthal has been approached by a lot of people who are, there are a lot of celebrities actually who there's a backlash where they're really trying to go after these companies and these influencers, and so he has a lot of support behind him, and certainly people who have bought these detox teas and have gotten very sick from them, they're really crying
out
for...
What's in them? You know what's in them?
It's laxatives, diuretics, caffeine. It's just it's just junk. It's all junk. And so, yeah, nothing that's healthy for you.
All the more reason to use Calatrin.
Yeah, exactly.
Because nothing
exactly.
In the natural
that's,
stuff.
Yeah. Yep. And so Blumenthal said that the dangers of these products and their widespread use and the deceptive marketing demand federal action. I totally agree with him on this one. He really wants the FTC to investigate all these false and misleading claims. And in 2017, the FTC required influencers to actually notify their followers when they were being paid to advertise for brands. They had to use the hashtag ad or partner in the description. So you still see that. They are doing that now, but they're still peddling this stuff. Now, if you from the ingredients, you can if you drink this stuff for any amount of time, it causes dehydration, diarrhea, upset stomachs. If you use it for a long period of time,
well, that's how they lose the weight. They drain all the liquid out of the water out of your system.
Yeah, you're just losing water weight.
Really,
now,
exactly.
The problem
really
though, the real danger is if you continue to use these detox teas, you have a potassium deficiency, and that lands you in the hospital. And so that's basically where Blumenthal is saying enough. Is enough. He wants the FDA to get involved as well to also talk about these under-regulated products, and I agree with him. I hope something is done with this, because you just see these, you know, they prey on desperate people and especially younger women who will look at all these Instagram models and they want to look just like them,
right.
And it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
Well, the same group who goes smoking and want to keep myself look like a skinny rail, that kind of stuff. So, well, hopefully we'll have some luck with that. The World Health Organization has designated gaming disorder as one of our problems.
The Geek Out.
Do you love gaming? I mean, love it so much it takes priority over your day-to-day life? Well, if so, you may have an actual disorder. Recently, the World Health Organization officially designated gaming disorder as an actual mental health issue. Here's the payoff quote. Increasing priority given to gaming over other activities to the extent that gaming takes precedent over other interests and other daily activities. Now, despite including the note that this affects only a small percentage of people, this was not taken lightly by the gaming industry, and it should be noted that the American Psychiatric Association has yet to categorize gaming as an addiction, and we've posted a lot more about this at The Geek Out.
I just keep moving here. The scooter sharing company Bird in the news today. Victoria, what's up?
They're adding an electric moped to their fleet in select markets this summer. It's called the Cruiser, and it's the first seated vehicle that Bird has offered. Normally, they're just those horrible scooters that people leave in the middle of the street. So the Cruiser can be used like a bike. It has electric, but it also has electric motors in it so that you can, it makes pedaling easier if you're going up and down hills. And you also don't even need to pedal. If you want to be totally lazy, you can just put your feet on the pegs. It has a 52-volt battery in it. It will last up to 50 miles per charge. It has disc brakes, a padded seat, and an LCD screen that will show you information about the speed you're going and the remaining battery power. Bird didn't say what the top speed will be. They will only say that it will comply with local rules for vehicles that are similar to this, which means probably about 30 miles per hour. That's still really fast. That's really, really fast, but that's going to launch this summer.
All right. So there you go. You're out for a little walk in the car.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.